Welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Visits. Today we visit with John Harrison, the co-founder of Hack Art Lab, about his display, Art in Motion. It is on display with Exploration Place's Videotopia exhibit, and will carry over into their next exhibit, Animation, featuring Cartoon Network. The Videotopia exhibit ends January 1st, so make sure you stop by Exploration Place while you're in Wichita, Kansas, before our third life runs out.
You know what time it is. It's time once again for every song I've ever written in the world about video games. This is the ultimate epic video game medley, Third Strike. 3 a.m. and I'm still playing. Gonna go to sleep so I can go to work. Gonna call out, I don't wanna go. Keep the game on, I'm just gonna keep playing on. And I'm gonna keep playing. Gotta get over to the next town. Finally get in the town, and then a guard says, adventure was a life for me, but took an arrow to the knee. I haven't been playing long, I'm 400 hours in. It's Skyrim, Skyrim, I'm still playing Skyrim. Everybody's looking for the words of power. Skyrim, Skyrim, gotta be playing Skyrim. Everybody's happy when there's Bust without.
Yeah!
Dovahkiin.
Yeah!
Dragonborn shouting, looking forward to the DLC.
I'm here at Exploration Place, the exhibit for Videotopia, and within that exhibit is another smaller exhibit called Art in Motion. It's actually going to be here past the Videotopia exhibit. It is here with the graciousness of John Harrison, the co-founder of Hack Art Lab. So we appreciate you taking the time and visiting.
Sure. I'm also a professor at the College of Engineering, Wichita State University.
And one of the main things, just a quick plug for you, you do the computer gaming camps as well.
That's right.
Are you going to be out here possibly promoting that a little bit for the college and yourself, since we have the Videotopia here?
I might be talking about that, definitely, yeah. That's a lot of fun, the Game Maker Camp, where we teach middle and high schoolers how to write computer games.
And my son went through it, so I can testify that he enjoyed it. Looked like all the kids were enjoying it. But to get back to the Art in Motion, what was your concept when you started creating this program?
Well, I really wanted to explore organic motion and relationships, but I didn't want to actually try to imitate actual nature or anything like that. So I decided to use very synthetic, primitive shapes, but see if I could make them move in organic and natural ways.
We notice right now what's on display is actually, I'm not a scientist or architecture.
Yeah, what is it?
A lot
it?
Of lines, and it goes to the dot matrix. I'm on dot in the matrix, just to how old I am now. But we have the dots, the lines.
Yep, dots and lines.
Do they do the curved lines as well? And it's just basically,
it's just straight lines.
And what it is you go up to the wall and you just touch it, and can you describe it from there?
Sure. Well, should I go technical for a second?
Sure.
So literally what's happening is that there's a virtual environment inside the computer that's creating the projection. So all of the dots that you're seeing are actually masses with weight and inertia, and they're traveling in space, and they have some sort of damping so that as they travel, they slow down, and there's gravity in this space too. And there's all the lines that you're seeing are springs. So they, just like real springs, they compress and they expand. And so I change, you know, the behaviors of the springs and the masses, and that's what you're seeing on the wall. It's those things interacting with each other.
We've seen that when one person goes up there, you can play with
right.
it. And we're seeing two people. Is there a max, or is
10.
It pretty much?
I think 10? It's 10. 10, okay. It can handle 10 what they call blobs. It can handle 10 blobs at once. So to explain that side of it, the wall has been made touch sensitive. And when you touch the wall, you also become a mass with different properties in that world. And so the others react to you. And so that's what you're seeing there. I wanted to create, I'm also a musician, and I've been very curious about electronic music. And one of the things that I think is holding it back is that the sounds are amazing, but the interface is still very difficult. So, turning a knob or watching a slider go up and down does not have the same kind of impact as watching a guitarist play the guitar. And part of that, I think, is that the instruments, our traditional instruments, have a much more unpredictable behavior. And I wanted to create something where you had some idea what was going to happen, but you couldn't actually predict. You can't say, well, this sphere is moving here, this line is moving here. But you still have a general idea of the control that you're offering.
So right now you're just working on the touch, and it's related to where your fingers or whatever part of the body is touching the wall. It's not actually scanning your whole body. It's just where it's touching.
Whatever's touching the wall. And so if you held a tin can to the wall, it would sense that.
Okay. And then you're working on a possible future project to try to interact it with actual music as well. So.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, there's a couple of levels I was exploring. So the physical modeling environment I was just talking about, but also the actual aspect of making a wall touch sensitive was another area that I wanted to explore with this. And with that, I mean, yeah, could this be a musical instrument? Could it be a new interface? I don't know. Could it be a video instrument? That's, you know, a little bit what it is now. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
And the wall, it's pretty much depends on how tall the person is. If you had two levels, you could probably extend it that far or do two systems at once and then have two levels that way.
So just to explain a little bit how it's been made touch sensitive, this is what's called the laser light plane technique, and it was a technique developed by Microsoft. There's four lasers that are shooting out infrared light at the top of the wall, and that infrared light is not seeable by a human eye. But I have a webcam that's mounted to the ceiling that has been changed to only be able to detect that wavelength of light. So it can see when you touch the wall. It's the webcam, actually, that is being the sensor for this wall.
Okay.
So that webcam's up there.
So putting this together, have you taken it to other venues besides Exploration Place?
Yep. It's been at Shift Space in Wichita, and it's also been at Living Arts in Tulsa.
Okay.
So this is... and also it was in Kansas City at Union Station there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You want to expand it out to other areas as far as you can? And
I'd love to.
Try to get interest in it?
What we're going to do here, this is going to be up for 6 months here at Exploration Place. And what I want to do is explore, I just want to watch kids play with it. And from that, I'm interested in creating a kiosk where the kids themselves can change the properties of the masses and the springs and actually see, oh, wow, when I add gravity, this happens. When I add damping, this happens, and sort of explore it that way.
So this will actually be here through the Videotopia display, as well as the upcoming animation exhibit.
Yep.
And then it's just those two, or are you going to go into the summer or just spring?
As far as I know, just spring.
Spring.
But we'll see what Exploration Place wants.
Because you figure Videotopia fits perfectly. Animation, you've been talking about all the animatronics and the video. The cameras hitting you and basically recording you. Is this possible at some future date? And you might have already done it, but I can see applications where if you wanted to do a performance or something of that nature, does this actually record what is on the screen as well to be played back?
It could. I haven't done that. That's an interesting idea. This actually was inspired by a concert, though. I did a project with a percussion ensemble, and we used the same physical modeling environment, the same masses and spheres, and projected on top of the performers. So you know, these things keep developing. Who knows what this one will lead to. Okay. But that is an interesting idea to record what happened.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate your time, John.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
It's fun.
There ain't a reason I should play this game alone tonight. Yeah, baby, Xbox Live, baby. I got a weapon and a lot of noobs I'll pwn tonight.
thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show host are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.